It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has extended the state of emergency order in Colorado over COVID-19. He says the extension will help fund response efforts across the state. It also means that the Colorado National Guard will continue to work on the response. A struggling black-owned shoe repair store in Denver is getting a lot of online support to keep it afloat. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Tommy Ryan has owned his cobbler business in Denver for more than 40 years. Most of his clients are downtown business people, and no one has been going to work because of the pandemic. But after his plight caught attention on social media, he's been getting donations from all over the country.
I feel blessed because there's a lot of people in the same shape I'm in. Some work, so I feel really good about it. I guess all of a sudden people are starting to come together a little bit.
He's been repairing shoes since he learned how in high school and says he doesn't know what he would do without his shop. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
As of this morning, more than $10,000 has been raised for the store. A Minnesota man arrested in Breckenridge on suspicion of setting some of the fires that destroyed a Minneapolis police station is returning to his home state to face prosecution. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
22-year-old Dylan Robinson waived his right to have procedural hearings in Denver. Robinson was arrested last Sunday after being tracked to Denver. He is charged with aiding and abetting arson. Police say they have video that allegedly shows Robinson throwing Molotov cocktails into the 3rd Precinct building during a protest of George Floyd's death in late May. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Colorado State Fair organizers have decided on guidelines so they can move ahead with the annual event this year amid the pandemic. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the fair's board supported a recommendation to cancel all entertainment events in the event center, grandstand arena, and on the fairgrounds. The carnival has not yet been ruled out, and organizers are considering spacing out rides and attractions throughout the fairgrounds. Admission this year will be free. Pueblo has highs today in the 90s and a chance for rain this afternoon. 80s are around Denver, 70s in Colorado Springs, and that possibility for thunderstorms into the evening. Mostly sunny for western Colorado and in the 90s around Grand Junction and getting hotter through the week. 70s mostly in the mountains with a chance for rain this afternoon. This is CPR News.